The results are in from Dallas-based Tenet Healthcare. The earnings were astounding. Street was looking for something well under 54 cents. 54 cents were the earnings. That was a beat by 25 cents. Revenues were better than expected. But in true fashion with healthcare stocks, it went down about 5% after the earnings came out. Ron Rittmeyer is the executive chairman and CEO of Tenet Healthcare. Joins us now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, it's always shocking to see a stock go down with the earnings beat, but you guys are already up 39% year to date. Maybe you were priced to perfection.
Well, I don't know. I think we actually did have a very good quarter across the board. You know, cash flows could have been a little better. We said that, but our hospital growth was very positive. Our ambulatory care segment, our surgery volumes were up. And 2.8%, you know, the adjusted EBITDA in that area, less than NCI, was up 9.8%. So Conifer had a great quarter again. So overall, their margins increased 410 basis points to 28.4% over prior. So overall, I'd say we had a good quarter, and we'll ride this through. And I think healthcare in general right now is getting a little bit of pressure, obviously, with the political side. So
it seems like everybody's got a comment or a plan to save healthcare. Look, you brought up Conifer Healthcare Solutions, Health Solutions. Let me start with that then. I know it was your plan to sell it. Now it looks like the thing has turned around. It's bringing a lot to the bottom line. Is it still for sale?
Well, our plan was to look for a determination of whether or not what was the best option. We never said we'd sell or not sell. What we went out is we looked at, because there was a lot of noise in the market about people were interested in buying it. People were interested in doing some other type of transaction, margin, or some type of merger or spin out. So we were open to all of that, and we still are. We entered exclusivity at the end of last quarter with one party,
right.
And we're still in exclusivity. So that'll come to an end, and when it does, we'll make a decision where we're heading. But at this stage, other than to say that nothing's really changed in that area, we're still actively engaged. I guess that's about all I can say about it.
Yeah, so what? Tell me about the rest of the company. During your tenure, you've eliminated, I don't know, probably hundreds of millions of dollars of costs. You sold 20 hospitals. Your overhead is down. I think you've got, 65 hospitals right now, 500 other facilities. Are you right-sized now?
Yeah, I think we're in pretty good shape. I think at any time we look at assets to determine what's the right decision. If there's an interest in an asset, we certainly always listen to those conversations. We're always looking for additions in our ambulatory area. You know, the market has shifted a lot to outpatient, and the ambulatory business is very important to us, USPI's business. So we spend a lot of time doing continual acquisitions, tuck-in acquisitions, et cetera, in that space. And from a hospital standpoint, we're pretty happy with the markets we have now, in which encompass those 65 hospitals. But having said that, you know, we're always open for discussions, and we'll see where that goes.
You know, we've been talking to you for years. I mean, you were head of EDS and RailTex and Safety Claim. Before that, you go back to Frito-Lay. So you know a lot of businesses. This healthcare business seems like one of the screwiest businesses I've ever seen. I mean, you're competing. It's for-profit against not-for-profit, and it's a political football, which everybody seems to kick around. And there's Obamacare and Medicare, and you have an inflation rate that beats private education.
Well, that may all be true, but I would say that number one, it's something we're always going to have and need. We care for a lot of chronically ill people, and as we all age, healthcare becomes even more important. Look, I think that we take the position that we save lives, and we work very hard at that. Every employee here is engaged at the end in that same mission. I don't care what level you're at, what you're doing. We enable our hospitals and our surgery centers, our urgent care centers, our freestanding emergency rooms, et cetera, to execute that mission. And I got to tell you, once you're in this and you see the miracles and maybe that's too strong of a word, but you see the things that are accomplished and the type of doctors we have and nurses and the dedication of the entire organization to this mission, it totally, it's not only inspiring, it makes you want to just do more with it. So I feel very lucky, blessed that I have the opportunity to lead a company like this. It's quite an exciting experience.
But you got to make a living, you got to pay the bills. And everybody keeps telling us that healthcare is broken. And I would think, I mean, as head of CEO of a corporation, that you would want to get your bills paid on a regular basis. Can this be fixed?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, listen, we do fine with paying our bills. It is a difficult, complicated business. You know, we do have a fair amount of charity care that, of course, we have to deal with, a fair amount of uncompensated care. That has to be spread over all the other things we do. We continue to work hard at reducing our costs and then being able to pass those savings on. We've been very fortunate. As you mentioned earlier, we've taken a fair amount of cost out of the business and overhead. We're going to continue to do that. The area that we do not really push too hard on is at the bedside, because we want to always ensure we have the adequate staffing, the proper staffing, and the proper support for all of our patients. But the areas that support all of that are areas we continue to look for more efficiency in the back office and in the general overhead. But healthcare is here to stay. So the most important question is, how do you do it efficiently and effectively? And I think we are a company that has risen to that challenge, and our organization has risen to that challenge, which has really helped us change the profile of Tenet over the last 2 years.
You know, I'm quoting back to you from your news release, you talk about continued addition of new leadership as well as an infusion of fresh thinking. Tell me what you mean by fresh thinking.
Fresh thinking is looking at how we do it when we look at processes. You know, not so much on the medical side. There's much done on the clinical side to look at new procedures, new inventions, new care activities. But on the business side that supports that, we really take our time to look at how many steps does it take to do something, how do we process things, are we duplicating the effort. You know, it's really not what function solves the problem. It's what group of the best people solve the problem, no matter where they come from within the functions. So we really look at building a much tighter team to deliver solutions than we would in a typical functional organization. So it is fresh thinking and it's fresh ideas.
Rod Rittenmeyer is the executive chairman and the CEO of Tenet Healthcare. It's always good to have you with us, sir.
Thanks, David. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.